Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Worldwide, listen, we're in the country. In the world, I should say. Yeah, that's why it's worldwide. Mr. Evans in the house. Nick's going to be live at the east of Omaha Friday night.
Yes, Griswold, Iowa.
All right. Inside too, right? Not on a
yep.
Not on a big wall.
Now you no. were
that was a different place. You had a wall yeah. last summer.
It's too hot for retaining walls now.
Yeah, it is. Times have changed.
But on the downside, there's no duck to help you out with the crowd.
Oh, that's right. There was a duck watching you.
I'll have to bring my own.
It seems like ancient times, man.
Well, it is Donald Duck Day.
Oh, there wow. you go. All right.
So take your pants off.
Yeah.
yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah.
Leave the shirt on.
Full Donald Duck.
If you want to Donald Duck it, you have to have the shirt on.
Got to have your drainer and your stainer out.
That's right.
That was quite deleted. That wasn't even planned.
I know.
That's Craig. That's the brilliance of Craig.
Well, I knew I had a duck in here somewhere. Just had to find it.
Where? Somewhere.
I'm a prop comic over here. I just reach in.
Something's in the bag.
Something's in the bag. I'm Carrot Top over here. Right. Here's the duck right there.
Let me pull a duck out of my hat. Story from the New York Times yesterday says that fruit aliens are responsible for a field of watermelons on Mars. A gentleman by the name of Joe Schmo wrote the article.
Joe Schmo. Man, if my last name was actually Schmo, my son would have been named Joe.
So somebody at the New York Times got sucked into this. No, it's actually part of an online internal test that was mistakenly made public.
Oh.
But it's this article that they had just written.
So it's like The Onion,
basically. Just to do some, right. I mean, yeah, but it wasn't even meant to get out for that reason.
Okay.
It's just some testing. Sort of internal test thing, and they wrote something silly, accidentally got posted publicly. Story on watermelons on Mars, and so I assume that will eventually be some sort of conspiracy theory.
Yeah, well, they make that up like they make up everything else.
Or, no, that one was true. That's why they took it down.
Yeah.
What about a pickle on Uranus, Craig?
All right.
Just all right. That is the answer to that, by the way.
A Wisconsin couple using a loophole to celebrate Pride Month, Memo Ficino and his husband Lance Meyer were told by their Racine, Wisconsin Neighborhood Association that they had to take down their rainbow flag. The rules state that only the U.S. flag can be flown. Oh. And, well, you know, that's the only one that can be flown.
Ah, but they danced around it. Listen,
they danced around it.
How they do it.
There's no rules.
They're gay. They're danced.
There's no rules about light bulbs, and so they bought multicolored floodlights to bathe their home in a rainbow.
Yeah, good for them.
It actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
They said that they're not trying to stick it to the association. They just want a way to express themselves within the rules, and they found a way to do that.
While also sticking it to the homeowners association.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I kind of get the no flags. They probably wanted to keep off the Trump flags, too, for that matter. You know?
But then there's the state flag, and there's your school's flag, and all these other things you can't put up.
There's a FU Biden's flags out there now. And you're an idiot if you got one of those.
Mine arrives tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you're putting it on the back of the Focus, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course you are.
Two big ones.
Yeah.
I was driving on the way here this morning behind a dude. A bunch of stickers on his truck, and one of them said, I heart MILFs.
I bet he, oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, right. He reels them in with that.
Yeah.
Well, they're driving me hot and melting, too, man.
Right. Well,
just
normally.
Follow him.
Sloshing in their seat.
What you'll find is if a guy puts that, they'll do the old insurance trick. Like there'll be a MILF behind him, a MILF on the side, and then one MILF cuts in front of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has to slam on his brakes, and pretty soon he's surrounded by MILFs, and they all get to have
that
him.
That guy loves MILFs.
Oh, that's exhausting.
Yeah.
It has to happen all the time.
Oh, yeah. I heart MILFs?
It's yeah.
It's
he voluntarily put that on his car.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you know he's getting some action as a result.
Right.
Yeah, I saw him at the stoplight, too. He looks like a dude who MILFs are not clamoring for.
Yeah, you think that.
Right.
But you don't know what MILFs
I
think.
Heart MILFs.
There's going to be a documentary about the late chef Anthony Bourdain coming out in the middle of July.
Yeah, I think we mentioned that yesterday, didn't you, Craig?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think you did.
Yeah, I was paying
this
attention.
This could be in theaters.
I'm damn certain you mentioned that.
Yeah.
I was not.
That's okay.
Fortunately, I was.
It was his birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
That's what it was.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Not that.
And then we brought up the fact.
You didn't mention, I think Push did. Yeah. Yeah, we played Who's Taller than Anthony Bourdain. I forgot.
He was taller than whoever was shorter.
Yeah. See, that's how that game goes. You know, it's
no.
Like you don't know who loses the Super Bowl unless your team loses the Super Bowl, right, Nick?
Right.
Yeah.
Unless they don't score a touchdown. The, you know, biggest
that's okay.
game of the year.
That's okay. You get the College World Series. Oh, no, you don't. Damn it. That's Craig.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. Got to get past NC State.
Maybe. Omaha Hogs.
Yeah.
A Nevada bodybuilder, Courtney Olson, owner of the Girl Clothing athletic wear line.
Is she a Hulk girl?
Like has really set ripped? A new Guinness World Record. She used her thighs.
Uh-oh. To crush her guy's head?
To smash 3 watermelons in under 8 seconds.
Whoa!
That's impressive.
She's got some powerful thighs, man.
Yep.
You better be careful.
Or there's some weak-ass watermelon.
Yeah. Well, your head.
No, I'm looking here at a picture. It looks like the thighs are definitely to credit here.
Yeah.
Olson told the Eureka Times Standard that she wanted to, quote, share this watermelon crushing story with younger girls. Olson used her.
Who cleaned up her thighs? That's what I want to know.
Olson used her thighs.
I like watermelon.
What's her name?
Courtney Olson. Courtney with a K-O-R-T.
I'll post a link here.
Courtney used her thighs to smash 3 watermelons in 7.5 seconds,
whoa,
crushing Ukrainian bodybuilder Olga Lyashchuk's Guinness World Record of 14.65 seconds.
Yeah, puss would just go, ooh, watermelon.
Her time also beat.
She also say, ooh, vagina.
Right, because she hates watermelon.
Courtney's time also beat the male version of the record, which was set at 10.88 seconds by an Iranian athlete, Rohala Dashmanziari.
Is there a video of this girl? Don't this has to be video. Star,
yes, there is.
Right?
Yeah, she is preparing to teach a watermelon crushing class, and she is going. And she wants to break the, I think, group watermelon crushing record August 3rd, National Watermelon Day.
That's for the kids.
Yeah.
Somebody at a picnic. She shows up at a picnic, starts crushing watermelons.
It's a skill everybody should have.
That's the kids.
Okay, there's a link up and video included in that link of her crushing it with her thighs.
I saw a dude doing that at the gym yesterday.
Crushing watermelons?
It's catching on.
Yeah,
they got a big rack of watermelons.
Put a tarp down?
And a tarp.
Oh, yeah.
And you just sit in the watermelon crushing area.
She's ripped.
Probably easier just to put a floor drain or something in that area.
She's doing it at a G-string.
Is that the adductor or the abductor muscles you need to be working there?
Yes.
I never can get those right.
Uh-uh. One of the two.
Oh, yeah. I'm guessing she looks like somebody doesn't like dudes with that haircut. But
she's thinking that's an old. Yeah. That's some dude's head.
No, I think it's some girl's head.
No,
she ain't bad looking.
If she's crushing it, it's some dude's head.
Right. Oh, that's true.
She would be a little more gentle the other way around.
Yeah. Man, she does go through those pretty quick.
Yeah. Impressive.
Well, world record quick.
Right.
Yep.
Nobody's faster.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
Well, the guy's.
The guy's watch is in the way. You see that? It's bad video. You notice that? Watch the video.
Yeah, well, they, you have to keep the stopwatch in the video to document.
But they're also covering where she crushes the watermelon. Yeah, they are, kind of. It looks like she's got some bloody head laying there.
Yeah. That was later that night.
Yeah.
Well, you should volunteer to do the videography next time.
Oh, didn't you think so? I think the guy's hands
it could have been. It could have been framed
a lot
up better.
Yeah,
it could have been framed up better.
Dumbasses.
Yep.
The interwebs. Couldn't find a smart guy at a gym? No way.
It's full of sloppy cinematography.
That's really bad.
Yeah. Next time, get a pro.
You know, if she is dating a dude, everybody looks at that guy that day and goes, dude, be careful, man. He goes, oh, believe me, I am.
Yeah, he's like, that's my thing.
Because I think that in that situation, the guy is done when she says so.
Well, in every situation.
Now, well, true, but she could actually do something about it.
Well, yeah, that's one where you think twice.
Your head's not going anywhere.
You know, usually I'd be right there.
Yeah, but...
But we got to make promises first here.
You're going to let me out after a half hour.
Right.
If I tap out.
Yeah, you're going to let me out when I tap. Yeah.
How about if you give me a minute to take the face mask off this helmet?
Oh, you're right.
Why are you wearing a bike helmet?
I'm going in. No, I think a football helmet is probably what you want. Todd's right. Take the face mask off.
You can't have the face mask because
you want your full face in there, of course.
Yeah. Or you could use like a double flap baseball helmet, but then you'd have to cut the bill off.
Right.
That's a problem.
A bike helmet definitely wouldn't work because there's no ear
flaps. I think it's a football helmet without the mask.
Or if you could get the old school one bar kicker,
right?
Where it was kind of down low.
You have to move the
your
bar.
Your tongue still have to reach out past the bar. Unless you're Gene Simmons, that ain't happening.
That would get in the way.
Right.
Unless you were like some of those old style punters that they had it just hanging down to their neck.
Yeah.
I bet the dude's into it.
Yeah.
Just I'm thinking, squeeze my head.
Well, he's a weightlifter, too. Women like that date other weightlifters, usually.
But if you're dating her...
He's got a neck the size of her thighs anyway. Come on! You try to crush it! What's happening there.
But if you're dating her, you're gonna take the time...
Did you like that video there, Nick?
Yes.
Looking at me, watching my face do that?
leave a lasting image.
Oh, good for her.
She's hot. She's been doing this for a while. There's an article from
she's good looking,
2016 where she's just like in a G-string.
Yeah, oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't set a world record by doing it for the first time.
No.
That takes a little practice.
It's such a weird thing, though. She's got to invite people there, make sure the camera crew's ready to go. They're just... Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, there's a lot of hoops you got to jump through if you want to mention in Guinness.
It's just weird that's like the benchmark for I've got big strong powerful thighs.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I can crush a watermelon. Oh, good for you.
Right. They'll start doing that at the NFL Combine.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, they'll step it up. Eventually be like cow skulls.
I retweeted somebody showed us the video, but I put it up there yesterday. A lot of people hadn't seen the video. The guy.
Puppies.
Cross his leg.
Well, that's too far. Yeah.
Cross his leg and snaps his nut. Like, and you're right. His head goes right back.
It's
on Twitter at GT Radio Empire.
I'm telling you, that's what makes it the funniest. It's the way his head just snaps back.
Oh, God, that's funny.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So yesterday, ProPublica reported on exclusively obtained IRS documents showing how the, you know, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates have legally avoided paying income tax. Now, after that, the Biden administration came out and said, we got to figure out how that tax information leaked.
Well, they did leak, yeah.
Other people say, let's work on getting them to pay some taxes.
Yeah, we always have.
Let's do that.
We always have. But Craig, we know this earlier. It gets stopped by one party. They don't want to raise taxes on the rich ever, ever, ever. Actually, any taxes. They're not paying anything. In federal taxes, nothing. And you're right.
Very little, yeah.
And I got an email, don't give Warren Buffett too much credit. You're right. He should pay more on his own if he wants to. But he's the only rich guy that says he should have to pay more. These other guys would reach for comment. They would not comment.
Yeah, but can you even pay more taxes than you owe?
You
they would just give it back to you.
Send it back to you. Right.
There's no way to do that.
Right.
You pay what they tell you to pay.
So I will give Warren credit by saying, no, we should be charged more. Reached for comment, Bezos and Elon Musk, no comment.
They're too busy building their rockets.
Right.
Screw Buffett, too.
Well, I know that, Todd, but at least he's saying, tax me more.
Yeah, because he knows.
Other rich guys are not.
He knows they're not going to do anything about it.
I hope they do.
So he says that.
But they're not, because Republicans run things.
But for a guy like that or Bill Gates, who really makes a big deal about giving away a lot of their money, I mean, I genuinely believe he believes that.
Yeah, I think he does, too.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to cut a check to the government just because.
No, they won't keep it anyway.
They wouldn't keep it.
No,
sorry, I doubt their sincerity.
Well, it's only him.
Yeah.
The other rich guys don't want taxes at all.
Yeah, I mean, they're sincere.
And they're sincere, too, right?
Yeah, those guys for years have made a big deal about, no, give it away. Right. Give it away. I don't need all this.
Right. But it's never going to change because we got the average guy like ourselves voting for rich guys not to pay anything while they get screwed. Now, we don't vote for those guys, but we know friends that do.
I saw a tweet the other day that kind of summed it up. I think it was a guy from the Netherlands. He says, hey, as a resident of the Netherlands, I get free health care, free education, some other socialist benefits. But U.S. Americans get to dream about being a millionaire. And that's what drives everybody to vote for people like that. Because they think they can be the next Warren Buffett.
Well, here's the deal.
Someday they will.
You're not going to be.
Well, they're not even trying to be. They're just regular guys going to jobs like all of us. So that doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, if you're a wannabe entrepreneur and think someday you might be rich, yeah, whatever. Dream on. But if you're just a guy walking for a regular job, you're never going to be rich. You know that. So why do you vote for the guys to get their money?
I'm going to be the first millionaire welder.
See what I mean? That's not going to happen.
Well, the other side wants dudes to wrestle girls.
Right. That's it.
That's right.
That's it. That's why they go for the culture war, for that idiot.
Right? That gets a lot of them.
It gets a lot of them.
Oh, that's easy.
You're exactly right, Nick.
When they're killing babies, too.
I forgot about that.
They hate Jesus.
Yep.
It's a lot going on.
Yeah. You know where they kill the babies?
No, they don't. No, that's horrible.
Right in the abortion hole.
Never mind, I make 40 grand a year.
Explain it again, Craig. Right.
And pay less than Bill Gates in taxes.
Right. Pay more.
Pay more,
yeah.
They want guys to wrestle girls.
People love rickets. And that guy's just sitting on a pile of cash daddy gave him.
He's sitting on a silver spoon.
Right. He tried to take away food stamps 2 weeks ago.
And his family owns the Cubs.
Right.
That's so crazy. It's nuts. It's crazy to me that people just like own these sports teams.
He tried to take away food stamps, by the way. It was vetoed. They overrode the veto.
Yeah. And some people want to buy a vacation home. They're like, let's buy the Chicago Cubs.
Right.
A Pennsylvania man. A Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania man.
Uh-oh. That's my hometown. Do I know the guy?
Do you know Joshua Hall? He's 20.
No.
22.
I wouldn't know a 22-year-old guy in Pennsylvania.
Joshua Hall.
Right.
Unless he's a nephew. I got a nephew about that age, but he's not. That's not his name.
He's facing federal charges after allegedly impersonating several members of the Trump family and then collected thousands of dollars soliciting funds for a purported Trump reelection organization that did not exist.
From idiots?
Well, I'll give the guy credit then.
He was arrested on wire fraud and aggravated identity theft after amassing over 100,000 followers and making a GoFundMe to collect money. He's looking at 20 years in prison. He described himself to the Philadelphia Inquirer as a bisexual Trump supporter who had struggled to find work after dropping out of college to pursue a dream of becoming a conservative talk show host and influencer.
Oh, he's an idiot.
What a good scam. He's lying.
He used the fake accounts, he said, to steer followers towards his own social media profile, the Buy Trump guy, and a GoFundMe page he'd set up in the name of a fake political organization, Gay Voices for Trump.
Gay Voices for Trump? Yeah, it's a lot of those. I love the fact that he ripped off his own guys, though.
He doesn't care who he rips off.
I know.
No, do you think he was? I think he was lying about that.
No, apparently he is a Trump supporter.
He is?
No, he is.
He is.
In a general sense.
Yeah. And actually bisexual?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he just made all that up.
No. Probably not. All those things can be true, and he can still
rip off his own people.
Rip off his own people and impersonating the Trump. He impersonated Barron Trump, saying that he supports Joshua Hall fully. He impersonated Trump's sister, who never gets out, never gets on social media. That's how they figured out this guy was a problem. Because he was impersonating Trump's sister, saying, "Oh, I trust Joshua Hall. He's the greatest ever. Y'all need to give him money."
What's he look like?
I don't know.
Oh, you know.
Pretty hot.
Where do you go to high school? My high school?
Mechanicsburg. High school.
Yeah, hopefully.
MHS.
Did he?
I don't know.
Cool. MASH. It's MASH, by the way.
Oh, MASH.
Yes.
Sorry.
It is.
What's the A?
A Mechanicsburg area senior high school.
Area, thank you.
All of our logos had MASH on them.
Yeah. What do you mean, MASHes?
Well, take a little time, look them up when you go back home.
No. Yeah. Mechanicsburg area senior high
school.
Now, shut up. MASH. I'll look them up. Bisexual, right?
That's what he says.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.